The graffiti on three Aspen Villa apartment buildings was spray-painted in neon orange. One of the words, about 2 feet tall, was illegal, which was misspelled by the culprit who added two L's at the end of the word. When high school senior Brooke Mitchell saw the graffiti as she drove by on her lunch period, she reacted.
I got this really visceral response, like it just disgusted me to see that. And it's right across from the high school. All the students who are standing at the bus stop can see it. All the students who walk by, everyone who drives by on Kearns Boulevard can see it. And you're attacking these people's homes. Whether they're legal or illegal, it's not okay to attack someone's home and their safe place.
Mitchell informed teacher Julie Hooker, who put the word out to the English department. Hooker says three teachers and a couple of kids went over and painted over the graffiti with primer. One of the teachers told KPCW that one of the other words painted said pay. The third one was unintelligible. It appeared that the perpetrator, he said, either ran out of time or paint before adding anything more. Trying to make a difference, members of the Student Council and Latinos in Action sent out a mass message to students, asking them to write a message on the back window of their cars Tuesday, such as, "Stop the hate," "We stand together," or "Amigos," as a way to show their friends and neighbors at Aspen Villas that the students stand in solidarity with them. One student left a message on KPCW's voicemail saying that she wants students to feel safe and included. Hate, she added, won't be tolerated. Students and teachers met at the faculty parking lot to put those positive messages on their car windows. They also wrote supportive messages in chalk on the sidewalks. Hooker told KPCW, as a faculty, they're committed to spreading a positive message of inclusion and compassion. Park City Council member Nan Worrell says she was contacted by Hooker to see if the city could help with the graffiti removal. Since it's private property, the city can't, but Worrell commended the student efforts.
I think it was important to these students that they did something, you know, that they communicated to the residents of Aspen Villa that it's not okay, that's not what our community's about, and we're not going to stand for that kind of nonsense.
Former Mayor Dana Williams joined the students and brought rollers to paint over the primer, restoring the walls at Aspen Villa. He told KPCW, as he watches the next generation show up, participate, and trying to make a difference, it makes him even more proud of where he lives. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.